they were celebrating the parents' day at Shikishi Chaitanya.
Gaur Purnima. Throughout the day, there should be kirtan. Because when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he simultaneously caused the chanting of Hare Krishna to be appeared. He appeared at the time of an eclipse, and in traditional Indian society, whenever there's an eclipse, people go to the holy rivers. They vibrate, mantras. Because eclipses are considered inauspicious. An inauspicious planetary movement. And in Navadvip, particularly the people would go to the Ganges and they would chant Hare Krishna. Even before Lord Chaitanya appeared, people were chanting Hare Krishna. So that at the time of the Lord's appearance, there was huge kirtan going on everywhere. And Lord Chaitanya's associates, like Advaita Acharya, they would be laughing and dancing in ecstasy, knowing such an auspicious event was taking place. Of course, the people in general did not know. Still, because of the eclipse, they were all around you chanting Hare Krishna. This is how Gohari made his appearance. And even as a little baby, he caused the chanting of Hare Krishna to take place. Everyone knows how Lord Chaitanya, as a baby, would cry until the ladies taking care of him, the ladies of the neighborhood who were surrounding him. He would cry, and then they would start to chant Hare Krishna. Then he would stop crying. So this way he always caused sankirtan to happen. And even as a baby, using his crying. Because he would cry and wouldn't stop until they chanted Hare Krishna, he got the name Gaurahari. Today we should always chant Hare Krishna. Every day we should chant Hare Krishna. Particularly today, we can meditate on what is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya. How ordinarily it's not possible to come near Krishna, to understand Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya makes that impossible, very possible. Even in the most degraded time, people think that the current epoch of humanity is the most advanced. They have no idea that the Vedic knowledge proclaims that this is the most degraded time in which human capabilities are very debilitating. Physical strength, memory, intellectual capacity. So it's very ironic that people think, oh, now so much technological advancement, so much convenience. So much convenience that people are more stressed than ever before. People are more anxiety than ever before. They're more depressed than ever before. So where is the advancement? Where is the great power? In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami states, and with each passing day of Kali Yuga, all the essential ingredients of human civilization diminish. Dharma, religion, cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, mercy, even physical strength diminishes with each passing day. Yet some other people so foolishly think
life is the pinnacle of achievement. Man. You know, this is the worst in terms of the qualities of people, their consciousness, their intellectual capacity. People today can't even pay attention anymore. They have attention deficiency. Have to have a name for it. What is it, technical name? No one here has it? Huh? ADD. Attention deficiency what? Disorder. Yes. Very common. Because from the very beginning of life, people are watching so much television, so many computer games, video games, that they can't concentrate anymore in the traditional way. They can't learn anything. You notice on television how television has changed in the past 5 years. Everything is very fast moving. I can see when I'm passing through the airport. Even in India, they just brought the same technique from the West. The television now in India does the same thing. Everything is very quick. Quick images. So people get used to thinking like that. They can't focus for more than a few seconds. They can't think deeply about their own life, about who they are, yet they feel okay. I'm alright. A few problems, but at least I'm okay. The world's always going to be a bit crazy. I'm always going to do a few crazy things. That's what people think. There's no sense of urgency to understand their situation as a spirit soul entangled in the field. No sense of urgency. Spiritual pursuits are considered a hobby. Either, on the one hand, some kind of antiquated, traditional, stereotype belief system, or on the other hand, some kind of personal hobby. Whatever you feel, whatever one of the many voices within tells you, that's what spirituality is. It's a very difficult time for becoming genuinely spiritually advanced. Except for one factor, and that factor we are celebrating today, the factor of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who has chosen the most abominable age, epoch of human civilization to freely give the highest spiritual realizations. It's an irony how in the worst of times, the best is made most easily available. So that is the special significance of today. Lord Chaitanya distributed the holy name of Krishna. He taught the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and for his confidential associates, he displayed the highest symptoms of love of Krishna and separation. He brought everything with him to benefit everyone, from the ordinary person to the most advanced devotee. Here in Manchester, we can see that, like so many other places, there's such a need for people to understand Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we want to use this day begging for the blessings of Lord Chaitanya that we can do a little service for giving the people of this area the highest benefit, even though they don't know what benefit is. I was just hearing of a BBC survey that was presented a few weeks ago about belief in God and religious faith throughout the world. And amongst all the countries of the world, England was the lowest in terms of faith in God and spiritual inclinations. If you had a place like Nigeria, in which practically 100% of the people said they believed in God, yet, I mean, it's one of the probably
the most, or if not one of the most corrupt countries in the world. But still 100% of, yeah, we believe in God. I remember once when I was in Nigeria, I went to a school or something like that. I had to do something. I think I had to have some money change when I wanted to go to Ghana. So in order to change money, you have to go do so many bureaucratic things. I just wanted to go to a bank and he took my passport with him. So he's a foreigner, he can really exchange money. So then the lady came back and said, well, you have to come. I said, why do I have to come? Don't ask questions. You just, you know, don't ask too deeply, but you have to come. I said, why? Why? You know, I gave you all my documents. That's all that's required. You have my passport. Well, the bank manager, she's a lady, and she took your passport, looked at it, and decided you had to come in person to change the money. Sorry, Mark, that's the way it is here. Everything's just absorbed in corruption and vice and everything else. So, but anyway, 100% of the people here believe in God. On my way to the bank, everybody was explaining to me that any woman who wants a job, it's expected that she's going to, you know, be accommodating to her boss. And her husband expects that. Everyone knows that. Otherwise, you don't keep your job. That's one of those facts of life. The boss will say, yeah, there's some work that needs to be done over the weekend at my house. And so the lady has to agree. Everybody knows what's going on. If the husbands have to accept it. If we want money, if we want to pay our rent, pay our house, this is all part of living in the country. But still 100% of the people are believing God. But here in England, everyone understands, you have to go through all those endeavors just to get sense gratification. It flows like water. You don't have to, you know, just to keep your job or whatever, you don't have to go through those kind of things. It's all raining from the sky at every moment. But anyway, supposedly, according to the BBC survey, here is the lowest level of faith in God in the world. In any case, here we are, trying to get the highest knowledge of God, the place with the lowest faith in God. So we definitely need Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Just like when Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were approaching Lord Chaitanya and Ram Gili, their whole ploy was to present to Lord Chaitanya that you have to save us because you're known as Patit Pavan, the deliverer of the most fallen. So for your job description to be accurate, you have to save us, because we are the most fallen. If you save us, then your reputation is justified, and you'll be properly glorified throughout the universe if you save us. Because wherever you go, we are certain you will not find anyone more fallen than us. So therefore, please give us the mercy. It's shown the proper way how to approach those good times. Not that, oh, I have so many qualifications, I'm so intelligent, I have a university degree, I have this skill or that skill. No, the best way to approach Lord Chaitanya is that I have no qualifications. If I don't get your mercy, there'll be no hope for me. But here we are in this situation, in which there are very few spiritual qualifications. Here, as we know, people have rejected traditional religion ages ago. Of course, we are not trying to introduce traditional religious belief to people. We are trying to give them spiritual experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a big difference. People don't want what they call dogma. Dogma used to have a predominantly positive meaning, just some kind of tenet of faith or religion. But now it has a negative meaning. Dogma is anything you have to believe. Some people don't want lists of things they have to believe. Although the fact is there's so much that goes on beyond the range of their senses to accept and even don't understand. Still, the fact is that people want spiritual experience. And that is why Lord Chaitanya is so important. He freely distributes the spiritual experience of Krishna consciousness. He's not a belief teacher. He's an experience giver. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami prays, Namo Mahat Varanyaya Krishna Prayama Prayaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam Gaur Pasayana. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous, more merciful than any other appearance of Krishna, any other form of Krishna. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya is giving freely what no other form, no other presence of Krishna gives. That is pure love of Krishna. Only Krishna can freely distribute love of himself. Krishna can agree. Let love of me appear everywhere. Only Krishna himself can do that. You should know that Lord Chaitanya is not, strictly speaking, not an avatar. He is the original personality of God. And today, we should beg Lord Chaitanya how we can reach into ourselves more deeply and come up with more of a service attitude and compassion, fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's desires. Lord Chaitanya's desires are that people come out of their dense ignorance and take to ecstatic devotional service of the Lord. The supreme source of everything, the source of all energies, is a person. That means the supreme source of everything has desire. A devotee is always trying to understand the desires of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya's desires are quite clear. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, teach Krishna Tattva. Teach the science of Krishna. That is our life and soul, by the way. I hope you all will take advantage of this day to become more attuned to Lord Chaitanya's importance and the need for his blessings, which he freely gives. It's just that we want to go deeper and deeper into the ocean of love of Krishna. Otherwise, what purpose do we have to be here in Manchester? We don't go to any of the football games. what purpose do we have to be? not supporters of Manchester United. And we didn't come here for the sunshine. There's only one purpose. We came to sacrifice the Lord Jesus' goal. We want to use our youthful energies for Lord Chaitanya to achieve his goal. Otherwise, you all know what your youthful energies will be used for. Energy has to be burned. So what would you burn your energies for if you didn't have Lord Chaitanya save up to service? You know all the horrible things that people do with their life's energies. How they burn themselves out. Through intoxication, illicit sex, eating, and gambling. And all of life is just various permutations and complications of those four basic vices. It's a wonderful and rare opportunity that we can use our energies in this way. So let's not be afraid to expend ourselves. If you want to live a balanced life in Krishna consciousness, taking care of our spiritual needs, which are most important, while also taking care of our material needs, because this body is meant for being used in Krishna service. The mind is meant to be used in Krishna service. So we don't neglect our physical and mental health. We don't day after day after day let ourselves become physically and mentally run down. The body and mind are instruments that have to be cared for. It's like a car has to be cared for. So what does the body and mind have to be cared for? Although we're not the body and mind. Just like we're not the car, still we care for the car. So you have to care for your body and mind. So that you can have a long career of performing energetic service in order to attain your mission. I hope that you will look at Krishna consciousness as a lifetime career, not as something you just are doing in a particular phase of your life. No, you should be thinking all the time how your whole life can be of value to Lord Chaitanya. Regardless of the particular phase, whether it's as a single person, or as a married person, or in between, there is a way that we can always be connected to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtana. Of course, Lord Chaitanya appeared in the evening. We have our main program then at that time, followed by a banquet. Now we're going to have an initiation ceremony. Devotees who are choosing voluntarily to take vows, which are not temporary vows. I know that's an alien concept. Promises that can't be broken. Are there any promises these days that can't be broken? Can you think of it? Used to be marriage. Remember the marriage vows? Is it through sickness and health, poverty and wealth, death do us part? Anyone remember that? Anyone here get married in the church? Anyone else? Hey, remember? Remember the mantra? What is it? Your wife isn't here, is she?
No. The rich mission for is the sickness in the health, the death to the soul.
So, you know, England is the divorce capital of Europe, so if people do got bothered to get married, what other promises, which once were considered solemn, are now easily tossed aside? Any other? For example, in the case of the USA, which is supposed to be considered such a religious country, in that everyone claims to believe in God, and 80% of the people say that after death they're going to heaven. And on the money it says, in God we trust. When you go to court, before the court begins, when someone goes to testify as a witness or whatever, they have to put their hand on the Bible and promise, I'll tell the truth, so help me God. And everyone just lies and lies. The president is sworn into office, putting his hand on the Bible. Maybe that's the prime minister here. Right? What does he say? What does he do? Put his hand on the Bible and say what?
You know, he swears that he will not uphold his citizenship and get a reason to pray.
So there's so many vows that people make that no one takes seriously. Therefore, it can be that people may consider initiation vows must be the same. These persons, they're feeling spiritual for a while in their life. Certain, you know, few years, period of their life, they're feeling spiritual. Yeah. Generally, they're young. Sometimes they can be older. Yeah. And so, you know, they just had that feeling in their heart, yeah, I think I'll, you know, make some promises. Yeah. I've had enough intoxication already. Burned out on sex life for a while. Bad health. Gambling. Don't have any money anyway. So, why not? Make a few promises.
Sure.
I feel that way now.
So, what's the harm?
Do we have enough pictures? It's really hard to talk when you're all the time, you know? Well, well, we have enough, right? I didn't stop you at first. Digital or? But you can't tell us what's. Huh? Ah. So, maybe you're thinking, you know, this is the right thing to do now. I'm young. Yeah, I promise. Well, what happens when you go through all the various phases of your future life? How to keep those vows? That's going to take some work and consideration. Any activity performed over an extended period of time takes quite a bit of exertion, focus, planning, skillful maneuvering, how to avoid the negatives and enhance the positives. Those who are, just for example, those who are enrolled in the university for 3 or 4 years, right? You actually have to steer yourself properly. You just can't, oh, whatever, just take it as it comes every day, you know, see how class goes. No, you can't last that way. Similarly, in the greatest education, Krishna consciousness, you have to monitor yourself and have a steady vision of how to maneuver through the dangers and illusions of this world. Not just the nice feeling, you know,
oh yes,
make some vows. It'll be interesting, I'll invite all my friends. You know, very life-shaping event. Now it's true that regardless of the ideal, persons will break their vow. What can be done? Some people will follow the doctor's instructions, some will not. Still, there's the proper way to do things. We want to look at the good examples, not the bad examples. The best way to survive in Krishna consciousness is to move forward. You don't want to survive. seeking out a better existence in wanting. That we want to move forward enthusiastically with heartfelt emotion. The best way to do that is to focus on attentive chanting of the holy name. If we get that one thing right, attentive chanting of Hare Krishna, trying to avoid the offenses, everything else comes into focus. And if we don't give proper attention to that one thing, everything becomes helter-skelter, and after a while, you spiritually become run down. The cornerstone of initiation is a formal initiation into chanting Hare Krishna. It's not that the Hare Krishna mantra waits for initiation in order to show its effect. No. As soon as your tongue touches the holy name, there's an effect. But the initiation ceremony is the formal enrolling in the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just like you can go to the university without enrolling and sit in classes, there'll be benefit. But the official educational endeavor begins when you enroll. Then the university will take note of you. Still, it's true. Krishna will take note of you anytime you sincerely chant Hare Krishna. The main purpose of the ceremony is to make you aware of the seriousness of what you're taking up. Please remember this chanting of Hare Krishna with attention. Try to avoid the 10 offenses. I always say this. If you make the chanting of Hare Krishna the number one priority in your day and give it pride of place in your life, no matter what phase of life you're in, single, married, mother, father, husband, wife, whatever, if still you always make the chanting of Hare Krishna the most important part of your day, then your spiritual life will continue. The growth stops when the attention to the holy name stops. For so many reasons, so many excuses. But if you want to always remain fresh in Krishna consciousness, just start throwing out the excuses and then you'll see the freshness return. Whatever the excuse, don't accept. Do that all your life and you'll always remain vibrant in Krishna consciousness. Help each of the candidates from their nephews. We'll have to wait to do one at a time. Thank you.
funny.
Someone can stand the beast in the hand, please, and please, please. Yes, right. It's a good picture time, so. Everyone likes to see their faces when they get the beef in the ring, yeah. You can give me college fees. So you can come up one at a time, and you, the men, you offer your dandavats. How old is he at? 12. What we should do, because if you put the microphone on the side, you won't be able to hear it. Yeah, I'm thinking of it. This is a tight range. No way that this can, at least for a while, your hands are already covered with you. You move this over to the other side, just for a while. Take this microphone and put it right here. I haven't disturbed you quickly, but just put it in charge. Advancements, you can maybe move them under, push this table back. Okay, move these right here. All right.
push that against the wall.
Matt, yes, we got some tall guys, you know. They weren't going to get their feet on your lap. All right. Okay, now you can come. You make your dandavats and say pranam mantra out loud. You put your feet.
Om Ram Shivaya Krishna Sai Mitre. Shiva Shivaya Sai Sai. And say for the three Bhavani Sai. There's a job for every person to sit down and eat.
The second one is Prabhupada's mantra. So you want to say Prabhupada's mantra, you can say
it. Oh, well, Mr. Gary, I'm sorry to do this. Thank you for that design. I'm sorry to do this. I'm sorry to do this. I'm sorry to do this. All right.
Thank you. Practicing Krishna consciousness for
10 years.
10 years. I saw him first in Los Angeles or here?
Los Angeles.
Okay. He's a good example of someone making slow but steady, but better to be a moon that stays in the sky rather than a shooting star. Especially, I think his progress can be seen in terms of dedication to clearly chanting Hare Krishna. Most important thing. Yes? Opening the mouth and vibrating all the names. Not thinking it, but Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that during the chanting, the tongue and the other parts of the mouth must work. So if you get that feeling in your tongue, you feel that working. Hare Krishna. All right? That's not, just think about it. You have to physically use your mouth and your parts. That way a natural relish will appear.
Okay.
What are the four regular senses?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no eating meat fish or eggs.
And what to do every day?
It's only minimum 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, that means changing, landscape, attention, clearly. We do the time of the legs. You explain all that to us. Mm-hmm. 10 years, huh?
10 years.
How old were you when you started?
22.
Mm-hmm. Your name is Kashinath Das.
Om Om Vishnu Devaya Krishna Sai Vishnu 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 Devaya Vishnu 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 Vishnu
Vishnu Vishnu. That is, he's one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree, branches, sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree. He arranged Lord Chaitanya's marriage. And in Dwarka Leela, he was Kokul, who arranged the marriage between Krishna and Satyabhama on behalf of Sitaji. Kokul was the Brahmana who arranged the marriage between Krishna and Satyabhama, and Chaitanya Leela. Yes. Kashina, who arranged the marriage between the Lord and the wife and the other.
in the mountain, sub-branches of the tree, or to come. Okay. Let's just... Do we sign it?
Namo Shivaya, Namo Shivaya,
a good friend who encouraged me to stay. You crazy, crazy, Steve. That's really, really nice of you. You didn't be going away. And since then, we've come back. I've come to UK. And there you are now here. Period of time, he's shown he's serious about Krishna consciousness, like during your humble devotional service.
No attending, no intoxication, no interesting analysis.
That's a good idea.
Not at least 16 hours of meditation.
Okay. Your name is Yadu Roy.
Jiva!
Namo Shabbatai Shunati Dei Nidhi Sama Shunami Namo Shabbatai Shunati Dei Nidhi Sama Shunami Namo Shabbatai Shunati Dei Nidhi Sama Shunami Namo Shabbatai
Yadu Roy means the name of Krishna, the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. I was speaking to some of the brahmacharis today. That actually brahmacharis issue. In situations of inconvenience, and so forth, depend on the ladies. Change your car. Or whatever. You're going to be brahmacharis and be brahmacharis. Rather take the bus. Mm.
Petra came to Krishna consciousness in New Zealand when she was touring there. And she met up with Simon there and they came to Krishna consciousness together. And since then she's moved on to explore the possibilities solo. And she always given devotees a lot of pleasure by her devotion and enthusiasm. And her deep dedication to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and bringing people to Krishna consciousness. As her very catchy enthusiasm. What did I tell you? Oh, she was a bubbler. She was a bubbler. So I told her, bubble for Krishna. She's always bubbling. There's emotional states. That's very nice. You use whatever you have in Krishna's service. Krishna is full of variety. Not all the devotees have to act in the same way. Some devotees are quiet. Some are very outwardly enthusiastic. Some are reserved. Some are very forward. I recognize that he was very gregarious, outgoing person. I said, well, be that way for Krishna. And she took that very seriously. How to bubble for Krishna. Impressed by her dedication, going out and meeting people, introducing Srila Prabhupada's books to them, trying to administer to them in Krishna consciousness, very nice sphere of sacrifice. She's very cooperative, very caring person. Sincerely interested in Krishna consciousness, they just spend a little time around Petra and be petrified. It's now the game building, so you can't say that anymore. Same thing as being petrified. They're getting petrified by contact with Krishna consciousness. What are the four words?
New breathing, no gambling, no intoxication, and no success.
And what do we do?
To chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Alright. Your name is Sandra Ananda.
Mama, I'm just going to buy Krishna to buy the grave and not to give them the same evening and the grave, even the same day that the grave is in the car that I have to be 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 in the car that I have to
Sandrananda means concentrated, intense, condensed bliss. Not even ordinary bliss. Concentrated, condensed, intense. It's one of the characteristics of pure devotional service as described by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. The six characteristics of pure bhakti, Kresha, Dhi, Shubhada, Moksha, Lagvatakrit, Sadhu, Lapa, Sandrananda. visheshatma. First of all, pure devotional service destroys all difficulties, material difficulties. Material difficulties come from sinful activity. And pure devotional service gives all auspiciousness. It's auspicious for the whole world, not just for a few persons. Moksha labha prapta. It minimizes, pure bhakti minimizes the value of liberation. So much so that the devotee says, I don't mind if I take birth after birth as long as I have this devotional service. Lord Chaitanya demonstrates that. Mama janmani janmani shray bhavata bhakti bhakti. I don't mind taking birth after birth as long as I have service to Krishna. That is the thing. Mokshala. Sundara Labhava. Very difficult to get pure bhakti. And especially in Kali Yuga, it would be impossible without Lord Chaitanya. Sandananda. Pure devotional service gives that condensed, intense, concentrated bliss. And finally, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. In fact, Krishna can be conquered by pure bhakti. Moving to the character steps. Stated in the beginning of Metta Devotion. I think that's it for
today. Oh.
Interesting person who was attracted to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books as her first service to Krishna consciousness. She used to go out with Sandrananda, yes, in London. So this is how Lord Chaitanya's mercy expands. One person becomes fortunate, and then helps another person to become fortunate. And this way things increase. And then, when I came to Manchester, to live with the other devotees while doing her studies. Very dedicated. Definitely very dedicated in order to do book distribution every week, as well as study for your master's degree, as well as the university preaching. She has very full life and just become. And what role is your Thank you. Your name is Krishna Murari Devi Dasi.
Hare
Krishna Murari. Murari is the name of Krishna, who is the enemy of the Mura demon. You can read in the Krishna book, in the chapter about Bhomasura, you read about the Mura demon and how Krishna killed the Mura demon. He's known as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, Krishna Murari. Also, very beautiful song by Bhakti Bhattacharya called Sri Krishna Murari. Mammana Mandira, Rahansi, Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. You know that one? Humpty? That's Humpty the Seal for the rest. How did you?